This is VOA News. I'm Marissa Melton.
За такі удари, як по Костянтинівці сьогодні.
Ukrainian President Volodymyr Zelensky said on Friday, every enemy position destroyed is a life saved, as Russian missile strikes and shelling killed at least 7 civilians in northern and eastern Ukraine. He said the enemy must know Ukraine will not forgive such abuse of our people. We won't forgive these deaths and injuries. The National Police of Ukraine released images of rescuers searching for people under the rubble after a Russian missile strike on a humanitarian support center in the eastern town of Kostyantynivka killed 5 people, this according to local emergency services. The Red Cross said some 10,000 Ukrainian civilians, mainly elderly and those with disabilities, are clinging to existence in horrific surroundings in and around the besieged city of Bakhmut. The United Nations' first meeting on water in nearly half a century ended Friday with hopes it would spur political momentum and fears that too little is being done to help tackle chronic water stress globally. Dutch Special Envoy to the United Nations, Henk Ovink.
Water is connected to everything. It is life, Ban Ki-moon used to say. It's there for our health, our biodiversity, our economy, our climate. But currently, water security is out of reach.
Nearly 700 alliances, including state and local governments, nonprofit groups, and some companies, made voluntary commitments before and during this week's conference in New York. And Argentines rallied in Buenos Aires on Friday to remember the thousands of victims of a military dictatorship that took power 47 years ago. Protesters descended on Central Plaza de Mayo, holding banners with photos of people who had disappeared during the military dictatorship. They demanded justice for the victims. This is VOA News. California is ending some of its restrictions on water use. AP's Ed Donahue has more.
After 3 years of little rain or snow, California has been hit with about 12 powerful storms since December. Governor Gavin Newsom is lowering the number of water use restrictions from 81 to 33.
We're eliminating that 15% voluntary requirement or voluntary conservation target.
The U.S. Drought Monitor says most of California is no longer in a drought. Does the governor think the drought is over?
Well, I want to affirm your instinct that it should be. It feels like it is. It is and continues to be complicated.
The governor says water shortages remain in the Klamath River Basin along the Oregon border and in Southern California near the struggling Colorado River. I'm Ed Donahue.
House Republicans have narrowly passed a bill that would fulfill a campaign pledge to give parents a role in what's taught in public schools. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani.
The bill was a priority for House Speaker Kevin McCarthy, but passed by just 5 votes, with 5 Republicans against it.
Today was a win for every mother, every father, but most importantly, for every student in America.
The legislation would require schools to publish course studies, list books kept in libraries, and affirm parents' rights to meet with teachers and speak at school board meetings. Critics like top House Democrat Akeem Jeffries say it furthers a far-right movement that's led to book bans and restrictions aimed at transgender students.
Politics over parents.
The bill has little chance of passing the Democrat-run Senate. Sagar Magani, Washington.
An envelope containing white powder was reportedly delivered to the Manhattan District Attorney's Office on Friday, hours after New York prosecutors probing former U.S. President Donald Trump's hush money payment to porn star Stormy Daniels said they would not be intimidated. A New York City Police Department police officer was seen departing the district attorney's office at 80 Center Street with evidence bags. The Friday incident was the latest in a string of incidents on Manhattan District Attorney Alvin Bragg since last Saturday, when Trump wrongly predicted he would be arrested on Tuesday. The United States on Friday renamed a military base to honor a decorated Native American soldier instead of a general who fought for the pro-slavery Confederacy States of America in the 1800s. The base in the U.S. state of Virginia was renamed after Colonel Van T. Barfoot, a World War II Medal of Honor recipient. He also served in Korea and Vietnam. He reached the rank of colonel and died in 2012. Marissa Melton, VOA News.